and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brittany Shepherd. The Southwest and California bracing for Hurricane Hillary. Now a Category 4 storm. Shane Reichart is the spokesperson for Riverside County, California's emergency management.
What we're looking at is potential for widespread heavy rain and areas of very intense rain with potentially very intense winds.
Coachella Valley and Palm Springs now under a tropical storm watch. Sources say former President Trump is planning on skipping the GOP debate next week and considering an interview with Tucker Carlson that day instead. But those sources say Trump could change his mind at the last minute. Maui's Emergency Management Agency administrator, who defended not sounding sirens as the wildfires burned, has resigned. A nurse in a British hospital has been found guilty of killing 7 babies and trying to kill others. President Biden is at Camp David, along with the leaders of South Korea and Japan, hammering out a trilateral agreement to meet challenges from China and North Korea. This is ABC News. Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at a political conference in Atlanta today, telling voters it's time for a new direction in the White House.
I mean, I think America's in a lot of trouble. And I think now is the time for all of us who have the ability to turn this country around.
The CDC says it has its eye on a new lineage of the COVID-19 virus.
The CDC says it's tracking a new lineage of COVID-19 that's been seen here in the U.S. along with Denmark and Israel. COVID hospitalizations in the U.S. have increased, but they're still near historic lows. This lineage, BA286, is still being studied. The CDC says it will provide more information as it comes, but that for now, its advice to stay safe remains the same, with measures like improving ventilation and staying up to date with vaccines. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A rare New England tornado touched down in Rhode Island and Massachusetts today. The tornado downed trees and power lines and lifted a car off the highway. So far, no injuries are reported. Brittany Shepherd, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory.
A crash in Polk County killed two people yesterday morning on Highway 8 about 6 miles north of Amory at 114th Street. Two vehicles crashed head-on when a car going east crossed over the center line and hit a truck going west. The drivers of both vehicles died at the scene. There were no passengers in either vehicle. The number of people killed on Polk County roadways is now 8 this year, according to the sheriff's office. A man is dead after running a stop sign and crashing into a semi-truck in St. Croix County Wednesday night. The sheriff's office said 22-year-old Junior Carranza Guerra of Clear Lake was driving west on 200th Avenue when he didn't stop going onto Highway 63, where a northbound semi crashed into him. The man died at the scene. The driver of the semi was not hurt. It's the 6th death on St. Croix County roadways this year. And the high school football season got underway last night. Baldwin Woodville defeated Kewaskum 54-21. Menominee downed Rice Lake 21-12, while Glenwood City upended Oliva Strum 47-6.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Oh boy, it is Friday. Matt and Patrick here. Just a quick little note to you there. Monday, Todd Mickelson is going to be in for us. I got to take a kid on Monday to college. My second one goes to college. Pardon me while I get into the fetal position for the rest of the show and just weep hysterically over my dwindling years and the loss of my oldest daughter.
You're going to be stuck with Brett and Patrick on the show today.
Oh, not my little sweet pea. No. looking forward to it, actually. It's going to be, it's funny. Sometimes you don't, I think it's obvious. I've got a lot of friends who are around my age and have kids around my age. Just by the time you get into your 50s, you've gone through the school. So not only do you have your friends from like high school and college who are kind of your same age, and many of them start having kids and getting married at the same time. But then, of course, you get into the school districts, and then all of a sudden you start recognizing people whose kids are in the same grade as yours, become friends with them. Every day it's like five or six friends dropping a kid off at college. I'm like, wow, it's great. I cannot wait to gut that room and turn it into my own little rumpus room. Oh boy. So long. Good luck. Can't come back. So that's on your agenda. Was it Pittsburgh in town today? Who's in town this weekend?
Yeah. Pittsburgh is in town this weekend.
You going to the Twins games?
We'll see. Although the amusement of my day was, I had to make a restaurant reservation. I won't give the name, but, if you would probably know it if I gave the name
of it. Okay. It's okay. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but you can mention the restaurant if you like.
No. I meant it was the booking service that I had to use for the restaurant.
We won't give them Rudd. you're good on that one. All right.
So I have to book through this third party service because of contracts with the restaurant that we want to go to. There is less security to get into my bank account than there is to book a restaurant. I'm not even kidding. We sent a code to your phone. Please enter the code and send to your phone. Okay, now we sent a code to your email. Please verify the code sent to your email. I'm like, I'm not trying to get into Fort Knox. I just want a table at a restaurant.
It is pretty comical. Kids, you don't have to break into those auto dealerships and steal those Porsches anymore. No, you got Patrick right here, rolling in cash, Patrick. Oh, I see the flaw of that crime. Oh, okay. Yeah, you work in radio, you might as well. That's the old cartoon when they'd open up the cupboard and there were spider webs and a bone. That was there's your radio broadcaster bank account.
I'm not even sure I have enough money to replace the windshield wipers on a Porsche.
You have windshield wipers? Wow. Amazing. Radio. Miracle that this medium's dying. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. You don't have dogs, do you? You don't have a dog, do you?
My mom actually does have a couple. You can run with this story.
All right. Because you know where I'm going with this right away, right?
Yeah.
Because it's right over here by us. Mm-hmm. We're, of course, at the Palatial Broadcasting Complex here in Eden Prairie, right off of 212 in Valley View. Over there, this is off of the 494 at Flying Cloud Drive. So basically, if you're heading up to Eden Prairie Center, up that way. This is right by where the light rail is. This is like two blocks from us. I mean, right over here. Three dogs escaped an SUV on an exit ramp in Eden Prairie, and one of them bit a man and a woman who were panhandling and a toddler who was with them. Officials said, wow. The incident occurred at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday at the top of the exit ramp from westbound Interstate 494 to Flying Cloud Drive, the police spokesperson said, Joyce Lorenz. While the SUV was stopped at the exit ramp, the red light, a man stepped towards the vehicle, prompting the dogs to bark. As the man moved closer still to the SUV, one of the dogs jumped from the window of the vehicle and chased and bit the three individuals. Yikes! You might want to roll up that window before Cujo gets out, okay? The dog's owner exited the SUV to retrieve the dog, and then the other two dogs also got out. Wait a second, you're driving around with three unharnessed, kenneled dogs running amok in your car who clearly are not very well behaved because they're, you know, barking like mad here. So you open the door and then the other dogs jump out to get into the melee. Okay. The dog's owner exited the SUV to retrieve the dog that had escaped, and the other two dogs also got out, the spokesperson added. An ambulance had to take the woman to HCMC with a non-critical injury. The man and the child went to a hospital on their own, were expected to survive their injuries as well. Yikes. I mean, you're going to go to the hospital. I guarantee you that's not a light injury. The dog owner are cooperating with police. The police have not released the identities of the people involved, nor have they disclosed the fate of the dogs. The fact that you have a dog that is that triggered, that's the, okay, it's the owner, it's not the dog. I mean, it's just, I've grown up with dogs my entire life. It's the owner, it's not the dog. And I don't know if you were planning on giving anything to the panhandlers, but you're going to be giving a lot to the panhandlers because that's your responsibility. And it amazes me that there are still people that don't understand that if their dog gets out and starts biting people, that's a serious crime. And, you know, you might not go to jail, but you're likely going to lose your dog. And on top of it, you're probably going to end up paying. I mean, clearly this guy with the SUV is going to have to pay the medical bills for the people involved. Plus, I imagine there's probably going to be a five-figure check scrawled out at some point as well to help cover the cost, especially of the three-year-old who was bitten by the dog. But yeah, you're doing a lot of things wrong. I mean, and we've talked about panhandlers here. You know, I have granola bars in the car. I see them. I try to give them one of the granola bars. Sometimes they don't want it, and I can't help you then. That's what I'm comfortable doing. But at the same time, you know, it's you know, no one deserves to be sitting on the side of a street and have all of a sudden a bunch of dogs jump out of a car and start biting them. So what? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And you know, frankly, if I can say, if your dogs are not secured in a vehicle, I mean, when I drive with my dog, it's in a kennel. Especially like I drive up to the cabin or something like that. Dog goes in the kennel in the back of the car. And sure, she might whine a little bit, but that's the safest place for her back there. And she's not in the way. She's not in trouble. She sleeps a good chunk of it because she's a dog. She's fine. But yeah, there's a lot going wrong in that story. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I got a lot of things to get to today. I guess I'll start off with the soon-to-be death of Twitter, because Elon Musk today decided to do something so stupid. Okay, let's just stop. I mean, Elon Musk is clearly an idiot. I mean, he is. I don't know how in the world he got all this money. My guess is basically he's taken a lot of other people's ideas and made money off of them. And you might say, it's like, well, that makes him a genius. Dude, if he knew so little about social media and then he bought one and then he's trying to run it like he's like Johnny Intelligent, you know, a smart person knows when they just can't walk into a room and say, thank God I'm here. You know, I'm not an architect. I mean, if I had a bunch of money and I bought an architectural firm, I wouldn't walk in here and did business and say, you know what we're going to do? Scrap every draft you're doing. We want every building we build now to be a sphere. You know, I'm not stupid enough to do that. I want every building I build to be the letter X. God, shouldn't give the man any ideas because Elon Musk is an idiot. I've often asked the question, is this a Brewster's Millions? Do you know the movie Brewster's Millions?
I have not seen that movie.
Richard Pryor, John Candy, man, if I remember the movie correctly, he inherits $33 million, and if he can spend it all in a month, he'll get $330 million. So he's basically, it's this, he gets all this money and he starts wildly spending it, and everyone thinks he's bad. He can't tell anyone he has to spend it. He just spends it like crazy, and that's the deal. It's not a great film. It's not a bad film either. The fact that I actually can, you know, remember Brewster's Millions is there, and it's worth a while. I mean, Richard Pryor is always pretty good, entertaining, and it's a very young John Candy at that point. I mean, that's pre Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, if I remember correctly. That actually was probably one of his first movies off of SCTV. Now that I think about it, he was young. I mean, that was probably post Stripes, probably after Stripes that he did that one. So, you know, it's a worthwhile movie. Is this what's going on with Twitter? You know, if you buy a social media company for $49 billion and then destroy it within 1 year, we'll give you a social media company worth $490 billion. Is that what's going on? Because unless that's what's going on, I can't figure out what this idiot's doing. And like I said, he's really not that smart. His latest plan for Twitter, and I'm not saying, no, it's Twitter, apparently focuses on angering a large number of his users. The man-child mogul, nice. I think this was Huffington Post had this one. The man-child mogul announced on Friday the site would be largely dumping the block feature, which allows users to heavily restrict interactions with the accounts of others, claiming that it, quote, makes no sense. All right. Social media is interesting. As a matter of fact, I can't see the camera right now, but if you are looking at me right now, I got the TV behind me. I got a whole bunch of social media accounts listed there. Blue Sky, I think, is the most promising one. The weird thing about Blue Sky is that Blue Sky, you have to get an invite code from someone who's already on Blue Sky. I like Blue Sky, though. And if you can get a code, go on Blue Sky. It's worthwhile. I think that one's pretty good. Mastodon's not bad, but it feels like it's a social media site kind of, I think, designed by people who are really big into tech. And so it kind of has a lot of unnecessary, it does some things right. I love the 500 digit entries you can do, so much larger than Twitter. But at the same time, all the addresses are weird because they have all these different little, you know, things. They should just create a Mastodon and be done with it. But that's the deal. Mastodon's not bad. I like Threads. I kind of get what they're trying to do with Threads. A lot of people don't use it. I'm going to imagine a lot of people are using it more today after this announcement. Instagram, look at me, I'm a radio host. I mean, come on, what am I supposed to do with Instagram? I post some photos up there, but I don't do much on Instagram. You can find me there. Facebook, that's the juggernaut right now for me is Facebook. The Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show, that's 8,500 followers there, likes and followers. You can go and by all means sojourn through that. It's there. And of course, Twitter. What I would consider the number of what you call an internet troll? Someone who is just a jerk, who kind of does these drive-bys. Social media, Rick Smith made the point this morning, is like what social media has done is basically gotten too comfortable mouthing out to other people without getting a fist to the face. And that's kind of true. We had a world where you just didn't speak to other people like people speak to each other on social media. Because if you walked into a bar and you started talking to people like you talk to people on social media, you're about to get your butt kicked. I mean, you will get your butt kicked and badly. Social media allows just the worst of society to be out there and be exposed. Most internet trolls, when social media started, I'm going to guess about 2010, 2012, you started getting onto the social media sites. It was a very different world, and it was kind of like, oh, here's this. And it didn't take that long to, you know, Barack Obama, blankety, 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 blank. And you're like, whoa. what social media does is it allows intelligent people to look stupid and makes the worst dregs of society look like they're legitimate. That is the problem with social media. And you have people who come on in, and a troll on social media today, and I've said this before, I'll say it again because it's the best analogy I can come up with it. Imagine someone kicks open the door of your house, goes to your living room, drops trowel, goes to the bathroom in the middle of your living room floor, stands up with a smile on their face, pointing at it, saying, "You have to like it." Because that's what they're doing. They're coming to your pages and coming to your house and basically saying this horrible stuff. And no, I won't let you in my house. The number, looking at social media, how many people per week do I have to block on any of these sites? I don't think I've had to block anyone on Mastodon. I have not had to block anyone on Blue Sky. And I think that kind of makes sense. I had already had to block one person on Threads, but that's the only person in the entire time I've had Threads, which was about 2 months now. I've had one person. I don't use Instagram enough to you know, there are some trolls out there, but it's mainly people trying to say, I need help, please send money. And I'm like, okay, no, block, you know, so that's different. Facebook, probably five or six a week. Twitter, 10 to 15 a day. And I love the block feature. Blockity, 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 block. You're not worth my time. Okay, well, how is that so hard for you people to understand? Walter, you're not worth my time. That's a shout out to someone special out there. You're not worth my time. You say such stupid and ignorant things. You're not worth my time. And I sure am not coming to your page and making a comment. You're coming to my page because you desperately want my attention. And I'm not going to give it to you. And that's really what makes you guys angry. Is that you, there is no value to me or my followers in your existence in our lives. So, blockity, 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 block. It is a feature which is the only thing keeping Twitter viable right now. And the big, dumb idiot, Elon Musk, wants to get rid of it. Big dumb idiot. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. More on this when I come back. Plus, hey, we got another one. Got to catch them all. A Minnesota woman pleading guilty to trying to overturn the government of the United States. We'll talk about that as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now, my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, Super Idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wah!
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Back to the idiot that is Elon Musk. So once again, if you didn't hear, he's basically saying he's going to get rid of the block feature, which allows users to heavily restrict interactions with the accounts of others, claiming it makes no sense. The reason why, and by the way, I want to make sure we understand, I'm pretty sure this is kind of the reason what's really going on with Elon Musk. I think that he is tired of, I mean, one of the things you can do is you can block advertisers. And I don't block every advertiser, but I block a lot of his advertisers because I know it hurts Twitter and I don't like him. And so you'll go in there and you'll hit there and you can, an advertiser account comes up, you can block that account just like you can block anyone else's account. And I think this is not, I'm not the only one that does this. A lot of people do this. And so I'm kind of under the impression that what's happened is this is actually hurting him enough on the advertising that he's trying to so he can give value to the advertisers without basically forcing ads on the people that they don't want, that basically this is, he'll just get rid of the block button that, but he's a complete idiot. Musk said users will still be able to block direct messages from others and to mute accounts, which hides a person's tweets from a user timeline. People can also set their accounts to private, meaning there would be a request when people want to follow them and approve or deny it. So the good idea there, especially if you have anyone that's, you know, trying to market a product or trying to, I don't know, host a radio show and trying to get in touch with the listeners. Yeah, I'll make it private there. One account on Musk's site, X News Daily, tried to explain to the billionaire that muting isn't a full replacement for blocking. It also noted that blocking is more of a service to your followers to stop them from seeing harassment spam and also prevents someone from quote posting you to direct harassment your way. Musk didn't take such a suggestion seriously, instead insisting that people use the mute feature alone. As a result, Twitter users weren't muting about their dissatisfaction with Musk's seemingly arbitrary decree. A lot of people have basically said that if this is the case, especially women, because I want to make sure when the whole Me Too thing started out, and I've talked about that. I talked about how stunned I was that the amount of harassing emails and social media posts and contacts and DMs, women I knew who were not trying to be, you know, influencers on Instagram or were, you know, kind of, you know, out there doing fun vacation shots, just people who, you know, work as teachers and work as executives and work as, they were getting inundated. Because there is this, and we can talk about another, you know, tragedy of our modern culture. There is a shocking amount of men on this planet who are so socially inept at actually dealing and talking with a woman that the idea of doing so terrifies them. But they get this, once again, bravado online. And I'm in my mom's basement, but I'm going to send a picture of my crotch to them because they'll think I'm hot. It's like, I've said this before, it's like that episode of Friends where Joey and Chandler get porn for free on their cable system, and they can't stop watching porn, and then all of a sudden it starts distorting their real world view of things, and so they can't figure out why the porn world doesn't exist in the real world. That's actually what's happening. You have people who are hopelessly addicted to online pornography. And they're fine, whatever floats your boat, you want to do that, it's fine. But they think that the porn world is the real world, and they don't have any idea how to deal with this. So there are women out there, and every single day, God bless you all. I can't even comprehend how you deal with, I think what I got to deal with is bad. I can't even comprehend what you guys have to deal with. Ugh. And so people block them, especially on Twitter. Blockity, 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 block. And now all of a sudden Elon Musk is going to say, no, you have to let all those people back into your life. Now, just alone, the people who have like restraining orders against an ex
they're going to have to shut down their Twitter accounts. And I'm going to guess that's in the 1 to 2 million U.S. citizens alone. They, you know, because obviously you do not want someone that you do not want to have contact with you to be able to find you quickly by, oh, let me just do a little quick little search on Twitter. Oh, here they are. And they can't block me. So if you have a restraining order against someone, you're going to have to shut down your Twitter account. But even if you don't have the full-fledged restraining order, you haven't gone that legal thing. If you've got people who are harassing you, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about every person in the last 15 years who has ever tried to harass you online, now being able to come back and say, remember me? Here's another picture of the old tackle box, you know. Hey. How stupid could you be? I guarantee you, I've had a ton of trouble getting up on Blue Sky today. I think Blue Sky is getting overwhelmed. I think Threads is getting pretty busy as well. I'm noticing a lot more interaction on Threads today. I can't figure out what this idiot, the idiot Elon Musk, is trying to do here. Outside of he's trying to kill this company as quickly as he possibly can. Because I don't, it was bizarre when Threads started up and he sat there and said, don't you want to be harassed by people directly? And you almost like, wow, you really don't have a clue, do you? But now with this, I mean, it's I'm convinced this guy is basically one of those, dude, man, chicks like it when you're rough with them, man. Chicks love it. No, bro, dude, brah, come on, man. No, they like it. Is he one of those guys? I kind of get the impression he is. Because why else would you not take 5 freaking seconds and realize, oh, I'm going to lose 2 million people alone in the United States just because of restraining orders. So that's probably not a good idea. God, I mean, you just, how, you know, he seems intent on destroying Twitter. And, you know, at this point, I mean, it's, hey, I got, what, 3,800 followers on Twitter. You know, I like you guys. I enjoy it. It's been fun. But if the block feature goes away, I might not kill the account, but I'm sure as heck not going to post there. Because I'm not going to even, there's no way on the planet I'm posting there. Because I'm not going to allow people to kick open the door of my house, come into my living room, go to the bathroom in the middle of my floor, point it at it with a smile on their face and say, you have to like it. No, I don't. And if I can't lock the door by basically blocking you, I'll lock the door by getting the hell off of Twitter. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break, come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP. Or snapconstruction.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect.
We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste. Their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82, tonight clear with a low around 70, and Saturday sunny with a high around 95. Take your meals to the next level with Vinaigrette's premium oils and vinegars. They have a huge selection, so you'll never run out of options. Vinaigrette is the perfect choice for anyone who loves quality ingredients. Located in Minneapolis off 50th and Xerxes or at vinaigrettemn.com. Elevate your cooking game with Vinaigrette.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Now I got people saying, Matt, follow me here, follow me here. I'm like, I got to do my best. I can follow all this stuff. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Ooh, good news. Good news. This is great news. As a veteran of the United States Army, go Army, I have very little tolerance for people that try to overthrow the government of the United States, you jackasses. I do not. And it's funny because I'll post this and I'll always get this, come on, man. Just because they stormed the Capitol, just because they assaulted the police that were protecting the building, just because they were trying to overturn a legitimate election, just because they were calling for the murder of leaders of our country, just because they basically were brought weapons in there trying to inflict damage on people, and just because they wiped their feces all over the U.S. Capitol, what makes you think these people are anti-American? Forest? Trees. All right. Yeah, it's you're all traitors to the country. You're all traitors to the country because you have put a single man above the United States of America and a bloviated, narcissistic man-child jackass of a man, too. How dare you? Shame on you. Shame on all of you. Like I said, I mean, the love of this guy, He doesn't want anything to do with you. He just banks on you basically because he allows you to be either really racist and really a bigot or kind of racist, kind of a bigot, and you're okay with that. And so he gives you the validation that you're not the loser. Everyone else is a loser, and henceforth you love him. And it's a shame. Another one of these people who has. Was there is from Minnesota, from Rochester. A Minnesota woman pled guilty to one felony charge on Thursday over her part on the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Victoria Charity White, 41, from Rochester, traitor, was part of the mob of then President Trump's supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol grounds and stopped lawmakers for hours from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election that Trump had fairly lost. White pleaded guilty to civil disorder and aiding and abetting. Her federal public defender said White didn't have any comment when asked by the Star Tribune moments after leaving court in Washington, D.C. afternoon. She is set to be sentenced in November. Chuck her in jail. Several different attorneys have represented White since her case began in 2021, with court filings showing that White terminated some of them through text messages. Oh, God. And she rejected a plea offer in February. Oh, good luck with that. Ahead of the latest hearing, White posted on social media last week, I took the plea, no going back this time. If you only knew what these 2 years have been like. Oh, have they been bad? Oh,
I mean, were they trying to overthrow democracy itself bad? Because unless they were like that bad, no, screw you. All right. I hope they've been miserable, you horrible traitor to the country. I hope they've been a nightmare. And I hope people spit on your name every time they think about it. Two tough years, though, you say. Anywho, prosecutors allege that an earlier court filing that making her way from Minnesota to D.C., White on January 6th joined a group of individuals who marched it to the Capitol, made her way onto restricted Capitol grounds, and pushed her way into the Lower West Terrace Tunnel. Prosecutors also allege in the April filing that while White shoved through the crowd, she assisted other rioters into the tunnel and cheered as they attacked the police officers inside. Reminder, I guarantee it's like, I support the blue. All these guys that went out there and attacked the U.S. Capitol Police, we support the blue. Yeah, whatever. She continued to push forward, and shortly after 4 p.m., she made it to the front of the tunnel, where she was confronted by multiple police officers who pushed her back. White had been indicted earlier on 4 charges in the case, including civil disorder counts, as well as allegedly being in a restricted area, along with a count of involving disorderly and disruptive conduct. She pled not guilty last year. The defendant entered far enough into the tunnel that she was pulled through by police officers who placed her under arrest and handcuffed her. The prosecution wrote in an April court filing, she was processed and released later that evening. In September trial, that had been scheduled for White's case before Thursday's plea news a year ago. You were going to lose. That's why. All you guys keep saying, we were right. No, you weren't. We had evidence. No, you don't. Trump's the best. No, he's not. I guess I'll take a plea deal in a bit, but I'm wrong. And these guys. Anyway, I got to get something here in a second, but. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily she said that, but this is kind of the repeat things when you have these people that finally accept these plea deals that they keep trying to validate their actions and there's no validation for them. A year ago, White responded to someone on Twitter and said, I thought in America it's innocent until proven guilty. I committed no crime on January 6th. Have you seen the tape footage? Because there's actually tons of pictures you breaking law. I know. That's a real crime there when you're kind of, you didn't do anything wrong. Hey, I see you right there. You're doing something wrong. There you are. White filed a civil lawsuit against the District of Columbia and law enforcement in 2022. This is rich. She filed a civil lawsuit against the District of Columbia and law enforcement in 2022, with her then attorneys claiming in a filing on January 6th that she severely beaten with a metal baton approximately 35 times and punched in the face 5 times by police officers during the events of the day. She was trying to sue the police department that she was actively partaking in a mob that was attacking and got upset that they actually were violent against me. You almost can hear. That's only for the black people, isn't it? I mean, you can almost hear that, can't you? I mean, I'm not saying that's what she said, but it's like this thing. How? I'm just here trying to violently storm the Capitol, overturn the democracy of the United States, and probably try to kill as many police officers as I can. They hit back. Jesus. All right. Good luck with that. She sued because the police officers were trying to stop her from storming the Capitol. White later successfully asked the court to dismiss her civil case last year. An attorney for her wrote in the filing that White does not have the time or resources to spend on her civil case until her criminal case is resolved, but left open the option of refiling it later. White has been outspoken and pro-social media, has talked about January 6th in interviews with conservative outlets. The previous defense attorney wrote in February court filing that White does not agree with January 6th was an act of domestic terror, a white supremacist attack, or an insurrection on her part. The attorney also claimed in a filing that White was nonviolent at the Capitol. It's amazing to me. The thread, the recurring narrative that you see with the January 6th insurrectionists, and that is that they basically keep saying
as much as possible. We were right. We were fighting for freedom. I'm glad I stormed the Capitol. And then the second that they are put in the courtroom, it's like, you know, I didn't really do anything wrong. I don't know. I made a mistake and got caught up in this. And they'll leave the courtroom and immediately go on to a far right news outlet or on a social media say, you see, still fighting for freedom. I'd storm the Capitol again. You know, that sort of thing. And you're like, what in the... Do you think that no one sees any of this? There have been a few January 6 protesters, insurrectionists, who have very quickly, you know, they got rid of their social media account, they admitted their guilt, they accepted their punishment, pled out very quickly, got fairly light sentences too in a lot of those cases. When they went out there, they weren't out there. And many of them today are like, I want nothing to do with politics ever again. This has ruined my life. But, it just is remarkable to me the belligerence that is displayed by these people. And then they get in the courtroom and they'll say, now you can't go look at my social media or any of the media interviews I've done, but just know that I'm just an innocent victim. You know, you're like, wow. You guys are getting everything you deserve. Speaking of which, there's another guy here who needs to get a lot more done to him. A Proud Boy on house arrest disappeared days before he was due to be sentenced for his part in the January 6th uprising. Christopher Worrell of Naples, Florida, was due to be sentenced Friday after being found guilty of pepper spraying cops as part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol. He was facing 14 years in prison. The warrant was issued for his arrest on Tuesday after FBI agents discovered him missing, the AP had reported. He'd been on house arrest since being released from jail in November of 2021 after he made civil rights complaint about his treatment behind bars. A judge found treatment of a broken hand and had been delayed. So they basically say he had a broken hand. It didn't get fixed in enough time in prison. You know, once again, by the way, isn't that as well pretty darn rich from all these people? Not only this mentality is like, how dare you hit me? I'm white, you know, sort of, I'm just making an observation, you know, that sort of thing. But how this, like, you know, these prisons that I have been calling to have no luxuries and be basically bare minimum and horrible food for years, they're not nice. Really? I thought it was hilarious. What was it? Marjorie Taylor Greene, when she came on out there and she goes, I'm here for the protesters. And someone asked us, well, are you here for all prisoners? She goes, no, just the January 6th protesters. They should be treated better than the rest of them. I'm like, oh, okay. He'd been on house arrest once again. More than a 36 Proud Boys are believed to have been involved in the January 6th attacks, including the leader Enrique Tarrio, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy in May. They're looking at 19 years they want to put him in jail for. Nice. I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy. It was clear. I mean, all you have to do is go back and look at all these guys as they marched to the Capitol with their flagpoles, with their pitchforks. They'd have a pitchfork and they say, this isn't a weapon. It's a farming implement. I'm entitled to have a farming implement here on the mall, knowing freely they were going to use it. And then you see them using it against the police. It's a flagpole. I'm just showing it's been industrialized and industrial strength. I'm just using it to show my love of the America. And then you see them using the flagpole to beat the police officers. Bear spray. I mean, I'm entitled to carry it here in Washington, D.C. You never know when a wild animal is going to use this. And of course, their intent was to use it on the police, which they did. The one guy with the hockey stick that was out there, he was whamping. I have it. It's a sporting event. I've got this. I'm going to go play some hockey later. You can't stop me from having it. And he used it to attack the police. They all knew what they were about to do. You don't bring the makings of a gallows just in case. You had all that stuff ready to go. You had the gallows stuff ready to go. You guys knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing. You were desperately trying to do it. You are desperately trying to install Trump as the president. You were trying to do it. And just because you might have been too stupid to realize what you were doing, you knew that you were trying to disrupt democracy itself. At the very least, trying to overthrow the government of the United States. Because your only allegiance was to Trump. And still to this day, you guys just can't come on out here and saying, boy, God, yeah, this was horrible. And Trump could have pardoned y'all right before he left office. He didn't. He let you out to hang because he wanted you to be the fall guy for his plan, which is now what we see was going on with the Atlanta case and the Washington, D.C. case, that this was their plan all along to try to overthrow the government because they didn't win. Burn in hell, all of you. Burn in hell. I'll say that to your face, too. Burn in hell. I'm saying that as a veteran of the U.S. Army. How dare you try to overthrow this country? You're the ones that basically try to beat everyone else over the head with your freaking fake patriotism. But the second this country does something you don't like, you try to force your agenda on everyone else. You're not Americans. You're not decent Americans. And until the rest of this Republican Party basically starts echoing that statement exactly, there's not a guarantee that you won't try to do this again. So from the bottom of my heart to all of you, burn in hell. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambliot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambliotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
I'm Candy Brothel.
I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity.
Join me, Candy Brothel, for Green Tea Conversations at 10 a.m.
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.
And the Being Curious Show at noon.
Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal wellness.
Tune in every Sunday for Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And let us guide you on an inspirational journey each week.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hey, AM950 listeners. My name is J.P. Derbogosian, and I'm the host of This Queer Book Saved My Life, the show where LGBTQ guests share the queer books that saved their lives in conversation with the authors who wrote them. This week, I'm talking with actor Troy Stanley about the queer classic Tales of the City and an episode about being ourselves and not apologizing for it. Plus, B.G. Wolf joins us to talk about her new book, April Renegade, a coming-of-age punk rock and roll romance. Join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. I got a Minnesota emergency here.
Matt, the boat's filling with some water. Do you know what's going on?
Okay. Have you got the bilge pump going?
All right.
952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Sad story today. It's actually getting picked up nationally as well. Talking about wolves in northern Minnesota. Every year, dozens of the animals die of starvation, disease, parasites, vehicle traffic, and poaching. But the number one killer of Minnesota wolves may come as a surprise. Agents of the federal government acting with the full force of the law.
In 2022, there were 172 documented wolf deaths in Minnesota, according to the latest State of Department Natural Resources data. Of those, 142 were killed by a relatively obscure arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture called the Wildlife Services Division. Wildlife Services is tasked with mitigating conflicts between humans and wild animals. In Minnesota, the agency's staffers answer complaints from ranchers who cut loose cattle and other livestock to wolf predation. The agency documents and verifies these complaints, and looks for non-lethal ways to protect threatened livestock, like wolf-proof fencing. If those options don't work, the agency traps and kills wolves, deems responsible for the loss. USDA officers kill more wolves in Minnesota than in all other states combined, according to the program's annual reports. The work is effectively a government handout to ranchers who receive publicly funded protection for their privately held livestock. That's socialism they love, by the way. Farmers love socialism, just not for everyone else. The ranchers also receive cash compensation from state taxpayers for their lost cattle, which in 2022 totaled $100,000 for 78 wolf predation claims, or an average of about $1,300 per claim. While individual ranchers can experience significant losses if wolves repeatedly target their cows, the overall impact of the state's cattle population is negligible. There are about 2.2 million cows in the state, according to the USDA. The five or six dozen documented and verified wolf kills in every given year amount to a few thousandth of 1% of the total population. So it's a very minuscule amount. But the USDA actions in response inflict a steep toll upon the Minnesota wolves. The 142 kills amounted to basically 5% of the state's estimated wolf population. Conservationists question the wisdom of such massive annual cull for the sake of a few dozen cows, especially as other government agencies, nonprofits, and individuals are working to bolster large carnivore populations and expand their range. We have learned that the carnivores are important to the environment, and that if we don't have them, that it's bad for the environment. And so it's both heartbreaking and infuriating to see the amount of resources spent killing native wildlife species in comparison to resources spent protecting and restoring them, says Lindsay Laris of the advocacy group Wild Earth Guardians. The American public appreciates wildlife and their roles in functional ecosystems. The disconnect between how the public values wildlife and the federal government's continued slaughter of them should raise alarm bells for everyone. Representatives from the Minnesota Wildlife Services Office did not respond to requests for comment at press time. In its latest annual wolf management report, the office writes that the ability to mitigate losses associated with wolves promotes public acceptance of the species and contributes to the sustainability of wolves in Minnesota. If you go to the International Wolf Center, and by the way, if you want to see how the war on anything but right-wing thinking has affected things, you go to the International Wolf Center, and the mentality, and I'm just going to say this, if you're the International Wolf Center, you should be pro-wolves. And yet they have an entire section of, are wolves good or are they bad? You know, and this kind of thing. So, yeah, I get it. There are some ranchers and farmers that are against them. But, you know, if you take a look at the wolf populations of the planet, humans won that war. That war is long over. And sure, you have a few dozen pieces of parts of livestock that get killed every year. That's a shame. But is it enough to kill off a fifth of the population of the wolves every year? We as taxpayers made the decision to bring the wolf back into Minnesota and bring it back with, you know, force to try to help the species reestablish itself. At one point, we were the only place in the lower 48 that had any wolves left, and there weren't many left. I think Isle Royal had some at that point. But they might have been Canadian wolves that ran across on the thick ice shears. Needless to say, you don't have a lot here. And a proof of that is that you can, you know, without a bat of the eye, kill off a fifth of the population. If you're taking taxpayer dollars to basically keep the species alive, which I think is a very good idea, then does it do a lot of good then to have taxpayer dollars going to try to wipe them out at the same time? Seems like a big waste of taxpayer dollars.
Fine. They want to subsidize and give some socialism to the farmers to pay off if a cow gets killed. Fine. I'm okay with that. But then do you have to go with the bloodlust of killing all the rest of the wolves as you do so? I don't agree with that at all. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune into Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
Hey, everybody out there in AM 950 Radio Land. This is Paul Metz, host of the Wall and Power Radio Hour, on air for the last 9 years weekly on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. This week, we have a great show with Chris Cunningham from the band Story Hill talking about their upcoming festival, Story Hill Fest, August 25 through 27. We talk about the history of the band, play some music, and have some.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.